Hagan Erev Shabbos. Finally, we are back. We are back after Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Hashanah Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. We're finally back. I often said a line, and Baruch Hashem, I was fortunate to find a sefer says this. So Asher Chelki, we're going into the month of Cheshvan. We've just come off of all of Yom Tovim, the highest heights of Yom Tovim. And we're going into the month of Cheshvan, a month with absolutely no Yom Tovim. In fact, the month of Cheshvan has absolutely no Yom Tovim. It's such a stigma, such a trouble, such a sadness to Jewish people, that when the terrible king, Yeravam ben Nevat, who was one of the kings of the Jewish people, when he decided that he's going to make a brand new Yom Tov in order to get Jewish people to unfortunately no longer commit themselves to Hashem, he created that new Yom Tov in this month of Cheshvan. It was the 15th of Cheshvan. He made a brand new Yom Tov. When else was he going to find a Yom Tov, a month without Yom Tovim? Say he went and found Cheshvan, an empty month. Many people say Mar Cheshvan. It's called Mar Cheshvan, the bitter Cheshvan, because after all of the months, all of the month full of Yom Tovim and Geshmak and joy and all that, now we have a bitter month with nothing. Nothing left. I always wanted to say a different thing, and I saw the sefer, I think it's called Nachal Shiva, he says this same idea. He says, Mar Cheshvan, Mar can mean something else as well. Mar Cheshvan. In fact, when you learn the Gemara, you might learn about people in the Gemara known as Mar Zutra. What does Mar mean in the Gemara when it says Mar Zutra? It means the master, mister, the Rebbe, the leader. And I want to say that it's called Mar Cheshvan because you can become Mr. Cheshvan. You know, in some environments, you can get an award. You could be Mr. December, Mr. January. In Cheshvan, you could become Mr. Cheshvan. You went through an entire month of Yom Tovim. You built yourself up. Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Teshuva. I want to be better. In our class, we work very hard on preparing something known as a pinkus, something we could write down on a piece of paper to remind us, try to do it daily, so that we know that we're developing. Aseres Yemei Teshuva, we're taking a step forward. Yom Kippur, we're taking a step higher. 4 days to prepare for Sukkot, and we get to Sukkot a step higher. But then you're at the end of the Yom Tovim, and now you're entering Cheshvan. And you know why there's nothing doing in Cheshvan? Because Cheshvan is not the month of Yom Tovim anymore. Cheshvan is the month of you. Cheshvan is the month where you can become Mar Cheshvan, Mr. Cheshvan, where you can fill your life with everything you've accomplished until now and show off to yourself what you've accomplished. In Kippur, I told myself I wouldn't even imagine going a day without tzitzis. How can I even think about going without tzitzis? And therefore, Mr. Cheshvan, that's me. I'm going to have tzitzis flying during Cheshvan. On Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah, on Sukkot, when I was dancing on Simchas Torah with that Sefer Torah, I said, you know what, Hashem, while I'm dancing, I really, really, really love you. I really love you right now. I once saw a certain person, a relative of mine, on Simchas Torah. He's a regular person. You know, he's Tam Chacham. He learns. On Simchas Torah, I saw him holding a Sefer Torah, and suddenly he started dancing. He lost total awareness. He was not drunk. He did not drink at all. He lost total awareness of where he was and just started singing with the Sefer Torah. Torah Hashem Tamima. He could not stop. There was a Shiva near him. The Shiva thought he was drunk. So the Shiva tried to like stop him. He lost entire awareness of his environment, and he was totally with that Sefer Torah while he was dancing. Just standing. I remember I could see it right in front of me. He was dancing in his own circle. He was doing his own thing. But he reached that point. Some of us could hopefully reach a point like that by Yom Kippur, by Ne'ilah, at the very end, screaming Hashem Elohim like, we spoke about that before Yom Tov. But you scream, and you're suddenly there, and just for a moment, you feel it. Cheshvan, we come to a new month, a month with nothing, but it's not a month with nothing. It's a month with an opportunity for you to imbue, to fill that month with all of the accomplishments. You're going to make a new Yom Tov. It's going to be called the Yom Tov of Netanu. It's going to be called the Yom Tov of Shimon. It's going to be called the Yom Tov of Gavriel. It's a new Yom Tov. You came into the month of that month, and you came into it, and you created, you imbued that month with your Yom Tov, all of that accomplishment that you're creating there. Mar Cheshvan, that could be you. Mr. Cheshvan, put up a big sign, a calendar, and it's going to say, Mr. Cheshvan, Mar Cheshvan. This week's parasha, it starts off talking about the tremendous tzaddik that was Noach. My son, who should live and be well, one of my younger children, Yosef, we got it into his head that there's a song. And it's a song about him. And whenever we say to Yosef, we say, Yosef, should we sing your song? We say to him, should we sing your song? He said, yeah, we should sing my song. So we sing his song. This is Yosef's song. Nobody else's song. And it goes, Yosef is a big tzaddik. Yosef is a... He thinks it's his song. And we say, how do the rest of the words go? From his kapala to his fisula, Yosef is a big tzaddik. No, obviously, it wasn't Yosef a tzaddik. He thinks it's his song. Of course, the song is, Noach was a big tzaddik. Noach was a big tzaddik. From his kapala to his fisula, Noach was a big tzaddik. What was so special about Noach? What was so special? So many Sfarim spend a lot of time trying to figure out what was not so special about Noach. You know, they say the contrast, like Rashi does, contrasts Noach with Avraham Avinu. So we spend a lot of time saying Avraham Avinu was so great, but Noach was not so great because Noach did not do all those incredible things that Avraham Avinu did. Let's start with the first step. The first step is that Noach was a big tzaddik. Noach was a big tzaddik from his Kepler to Spisla. Yeah, was a big tzaddik. What was so great about Noach? And yesterday, I was able to speak to some of our Chashuv 11th graders, and we spoke about a lot of this. And one of the things that struck us when we were talking about it, we spoke about the idea that Noach lived in a world where 99 out of 100 people, he was the 100th person, obviously there were more people, but everyone else was bad. Everyone else was evil. Everyone else was horrible. And he took a look at himself and he said, not me. I can be different. I could take steps that other people can't. The world might be full of people all doing the wrong things, but not me. There's a very famous Devar Torah said by Rav Elchanan Wasserman, Zecher Tzaddik, Kadosh Lebracha, Hashem Yun Kadosh Damai, my grandfather's Rebbe. Rav Elchanan, as we know, was killed in the Holocaust in 1941. There's a very famous Devar Torah. Rav Elchanan pointed out the idea, we know there's something called a blood libel. A blood libel. It's the most silly thing to accuse the Jewish people of taking non-Jewish blood and then therefore using it for matzah. The silliest thing, the most restrictions, the most horrible punishment for eating blood. And we would do that. The craziest thing. So Bochamin pointed out, and he explained that he showed a source for it, look at the Sefer Kevitz Mamar, but Rabbi Hanan said that we did a terrible sin that made no sense, and therefore we get punished with a sin that makes no sense. Okay. There's something else that makes no sense. One of the things that the non-Jewish world says about the Jewish people, it's hilarious. It's the most hilarious thing. It's even funnier than old Netanel's jokes. It's hilarious. They say, Orthodox Jews, all we do is we're stuck in our box and we conform and we all do the same thing. We all look the same way. All you Orthodox Jews, all you do is all look exactly like each other. That's all you do. Just conform. It's hilarious. You have a world of almost 8 billion people. 7.999 billion of them are all doing the exact same thing. They all obsess over the same things. They all eat the same foods. They all walk the same way. They all watch the same movies. They all watch the same shows. They all drive the same cars. And they all think the same way. Slight differences. even this coming week, the elections are happening this week. If you really got down to it, the difference between one guy and the other, he's a faker, she's a faker, they're all a bunch of fakers. Everyone's a faker in this thing. This whole world full of fakers. And a little tiny group of people, just a few million of us, act differently. The noyachs of the world. When we eat, we don't just eat like a cow. We don't just eat like a pig. We eat our food carefully, as a meal. When we eat, we make a bracha before we eat. We say, please, Hashem, can I have this food? And when we finish, we say, thank you, Hashem, for that food that you gave us. The non-Jews are so proud of themselves. Before they sit down for dinner, they all say grace. Before you sit down for dinner, you say grace. I say grace four times before this, and I say grace four times after. What's this stuff? What are you talking about? They say, they pray so many times a month. So many times a month. You go to your prayer place, what, once every Sunday if you can? I do that three times a day. Every day of the year. Sometimes four, sometimes five. And there's just a few million of us. And you know who we are? If there's one people in the world who don't conform to anything, and we're sticking it out, and we're holding on strong, and it's because you can say it clearly to yourself, we are Noach. Noach was a big tzaddik, from his kephala to his fisla. That's us. We stand apart. We stand alone. We are incredible. We are Mr. Cheshvan, Mar Cheshvan. Today is Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. Some people say, it's so sad. Honestly, on Shabbos, when I said it, Mar Cheshvan, it sounds very, very bitter. Mar Cheshvan doesn't sound bitter. It's talking about Dovi. It's saying, Dovi, Mar Cheshvan. You are Mr. Cheshvan. The things that you accomplish in this month, the things that you're able to do, are incredible. And inspiration. And you set yourself up, for greatness. Because you're not willing to be the same like everybody else. You're not willing to conform. Whenever you see a poll, you look at these polls, statistics, you see, it's a funny thing, they say that when the president is they're running for president, so, like, he has the momentum. One person has the momentum. No, she has the momentum. What does that mean, that they have the momentum? That means that suddenly, 3-4% of the population just switched to the other side. No, 34%, they switched back the other way. What does that mean? It means you have a good amount of the population in the United States that simply follows other people. That's all they are, a bunch of followers. And you have the opportunity to say, not me. You can say that? Not me. Noach was a big tzaddik. Shua is a big tzaddik. My son Yosef is a big tzaddik. Bezer Hashem, there's so much we can do. There's so much you can accomplish. And when you look at the mirror, you should say, that's not a mirror, that is a calendar. And it's a calendar that is declaring, there's me, Mar Cheshvan, Mr. Cheshvan. You ready to be Mar Cheshvan? Mr. Cheshvan, Bezer Hashem. Hashem should give us the opportunity. This Shabbos, the first Shabbos of the year that isn't connected to a Yom Tov, this Shabbos, Bezer Hashem, you should have delicious challahs. It's delicious soup and sings Miris. And don't forget, on Sunday is Natano's birthday, and we should celebrate together. Bezer Hashem, a beautiful Shabbos, everybody.